You are listening to Let's Go JoJo, the weekly's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure podcast from Dynamite in the Brain and Secret of the Sailor Badness. On today's show, we have Anthony Askew.
Good evening.
Dwayne Maloney.
Hello.
Niall Flanagan.
JoJo.
And me, Brian Smith. This week's episode, Strength. But first, the week in JoJo's news. The main thing, which seems to have been a couple of days ago appeared, and now everybody's reporting it, is that there's another pair of Converse All-Stars JoJo's trainers on the way.
How much are they retail for?
Oh, I didn't write that down because there was no way I was ever going to buy them, because I'd wear them out in a month, I think.
We have it for 11,880 yen.
How much is that?
Whatever the hell that is.
I forget where to move the decimal point to get a vagueness of it.
Yen, £2. This is on the fly.
About $100, I think, isn't it?
£64.
That's not too bad for
all old repair. Let's do it. Link me at the end of the show. I want one.
I never got the point of the pictures on the bottom of the soles, because the first thing to go.
They're not on the soles. They're inside.
I can't even see Star Platinum. What's the point?
It's the greatest stealth anime merchandise yet, where the characters cannot even be seen while you're wearing them.
I do like the little JoJo things.
Sound effects?
Yeah, stitched into it. That's really nice.
Yeah. You're looking at a different pair than I am, because I'm just seeing the ones with the mask.
Those were the ones from last year.
So far behind.
Yeah, the ones from last year are a Phantom Blood pair with the stone mask on.
That sounds good too.
Yeah. They missed a trick here, I think, because they got the All-Star tag and should call them Converse Joe Stars.
Yeah, I know. If that's perfect. That's such an obvious advertising thing. I'm shocked.
Well, they do have Joe Taro's little hat badge on.
Yeah.
As well as the
And the top hole for the laces is a star. It's pretty neat.
And the left shoe has a giant chain in the tongue.
Yeah, the soles are bright pink.
Gorgeous. Easily tracked.
And another bit of merchandise coming up in late June, there will be a JoJo's Ice Cube tray, which I believe has the stone mask, Jotaro's signature hand icon from his hat again, and I believe the sound effects for Jotaro and Dio's attacks.
I'd like one that has a sound effect for menacing, so I could see little menacing floating around inside my drink.
I could be wrong. I'm assuming. Maybe they are menacing, I don't know.
I think they are menacing. I'm going to go out there and they look menacing.
But it is odd to have sound effects in your drink.
Are they men icing?
Oh, son. You need to copyright that right now.
I know.
Yeah. I think they're only about 1,000 yen, so a little cheaper than the...
Yeah.
Okay, that's not too bad. Yeah.
And they also have branded glasses to put your ice cubes and drink into.
Perfect.
Mm. I want these Converse, I'm just serious.
Be the classiest person around in a completely JoJo's themed house.
Everything.
Yeah, JoJo's everything. JoJo's underpants, yeah. JoJo's sneakers, JoJo's ice cubes.
Several different body pillows.
The other thing I found was that apparently JoJo's, and this is the quote, had a landslide victory for April's anime PS3 digital recording chart.
Mm-hmm. It was recorded the most off the telly, is that?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's an odd claim to victory, but alright.
I think it was like around 19,000 times, as far as I could tell.
Okay. Yeah. That's what on fashion as well, that I was looking at those JoJo shoes, there's like a hairstylist who's taking some inspiration from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure and recreated a few of them in real life. They're from like the later on chapters, but they look pretty funky. But they look pretty close to the source material, all right?
And at least those characters have more the bodies of human beings, so they can look convincingly on people.
Yeah. Well, at that stage, I think he's taking more influence from like fashion magazines. Yep. So I guess it's inevitable that it's going to like circle back around to the real world.
Mm.
Anything else, you guys, in JoJo's news?
I've got a little piece of news actually. yeah.
Did you play the All Star Battle demo?
Well, it's certainly relevant to the news, and it's no longer available as a demo.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%.
Did you go the route I suggested?
Well, when I go into demos, this is it. When I go into demos, it lists, four games.
Well,
what's wrong with that? It's got to be wrong.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong bit of.
I've had a PS3 for God knows how long.
Maybe you should play it a bit more.
Maybe I should.
Or use it more to do other things than play Street Fighter, whatever you use it for.
I use it for Netflix.
Okay. No, I mean, it was there when I looked. It's weirdly, there's on the dashboard, it says try the demo. You click on the try the demo and it takes you to where you could buy the game but not play the demo.
Yeah, I accidentally nearly bought the game by adding it to the cart. I was like, oh no, this could be risky.
But when I went through demos and then picked out fighting from the list of choices of the types of demos you could look. Yeah, you're just looking at the latest demos, those four.
I did adjust filters and it just remained those Lego.
You have to go back in the sidebar. It's not very intuitive, I will give it, but I could have tried a bit harder.
I did! I was there for a whole 10 minutes. Panicking that I thought I'd just spend
10 minutes. Time on it.
Next time. Okay.
I mean, it may only still be there because I've already downloaded it once, but. You can definitely find more than four demos on there.
Yeah, that seemed very, very weak source.
Perhaps a clue that maybe you were looking in the wrong place. But that's it for JoJo's News.
Yeah.
Rightio. Okay. On to the episode, Strength, and Anthony, you have volunteered to do the synopsis.
My stand has come out, my synopsis stand. It's not very strong at the moment. It's little what do you call them little diagrams that represent strength and agility and dexterity and stuff? What are they called?
Oh,
histograms?
Is that a histogram?
The ones that they show for the
Yeah, but what I'm getting at, mine would just be a dot in the middle.
Yeah.
My synopsis stand. Anyway, episode, it was 7, is that correct?
That's right.
Yep. Episode 7, Strength, as we've mentioned. It opens with Dio discussing with Enyaba. That he wants to rid the entire bloodline of Joestars, not just these two buffoons. And she reveals that there's 7 Mighty Stand users that are going to do the job. We then cut back to the gang, the gruesome foursome, I suppose you could call them. And they're just next to the big black freighter, as I like to call it. And they go aboard. It's a bit of a ghost ship. There's not a soul around, except a big ape who's very weird and groans very weirdly, and machinery starts to come to life. The ape gets out, catches the young girl in the shower. This is, meanwhile, prior to this, the ape is smoking cigarettes and reading Playboy, so we know there's something going on. Anyway, the ape escapes. Oh, I like that. And the ape escapes and slays all the sailors, unfortunately, because, you know, that's sad. And there's an engagement. Turns out the ship itself is the stand, which they're all very surprised and caught off guard. And it's nearly an early grave for the entire group, really. Could well have been. And then at the end, which probably my favourite bit, I don't know if we should spoil it, I presume, I couldn't pause it in time. Well, I probably could have done, but Enyaba mentions one of her sons as a stand user that's going to track them down and certainly do the job. And she mentions that he's going to do it with his right arm. And you look down at her hands, and am I right in thinking she has both left hands?
Two right hands.
See, I was looking at my own hands. I was flipping them over. And I was thinking, no, that's definitely two left.
There's definitely it's two right.
It is.
No, you're wrong, man. The thumb is on the right hand. Wait a minute.
I swear, I was had my hands up, I was flipping them, I was moving my right arm to the left body, I was thinking right. But yeah, I didn't have time to check, I've only just watched it. But I think that pretty much sums it up, with obviously some great content between.
Radar charts is what they're called, not histograms.
Radar charts.
Oh.
That's obvious.
Also known as web charts, spider charts, star charts, star plot, cobweb charts, irregular polygon, polar chart, and Kvyat diagram.
Ooh, I like that name, so, Kvyat. We'll
join, see you next week for more chart chat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the episode, and I'm going to say it's the best one yet. Like I say, except last week I didn't.
Yes, I like that we got some Dio plotting and brooding.
It's nice. It's like, Dio, I have a new plan for getting the Joe Stars. Which is the same plan.
Well, no, his plan was that he was just going to go and attack them, and then Enya talked him out of it.
He would have been better off, I think, if he just did the... Just get it out of the way, man.
She was like, no, we've sent seven stand users out.
Samurai.
They're all
and he specifically says he's not afraid of them. He's afraid he'll underestimate them.
Yeah.
And he's underestimating them by sending out his weakest guys and the stronger guys. Send not only your best guys, but your worst guys at the same time and have them all attack. And maybe it'll work.
Have them slowly train up the Joestars and get them used to their stands before you have to fight them yourself.
Yes. Like, are any of those guys vampires and also stand users? I'm going to say probably not. You got to stand and you're an all-powerful immortal vampire. I think you're going to have the best shot out of the gang getting...
I mean, like, he's not only a vampire, but he's got the original JoJo's body, so that guy was ripped. Mm. Dio looks like he has a six-pack on his back. It's crazy.
Six-pack on a six-pack.
It's even more remarkable that he's that ripped after spending decades in a coffin. How was he getting exercise?
He had a small
dumbbell. He was doing press-ups the whole time. Just a little bit of crunches. He had enough room to crunch.
Yeah, he was constantly planking for all those years. All those years.
Oh, dear.
Clenching his tongue, clenching his buttocks.
Oh, dear.
I think this was a scary episode, I'm not going to lie. I don't know whether it's just when you watch stuff on Crunchyroll, but this audio is really crisp, and maybe that's just, you know, because I'm paying for premium, I don't know, but the audio is really crisp and sounds really good through headphones. So when the ape lights the cigarette and it goes like, on the match, I was like, shit. I thought somebody, like, opened the door really quick to me, right? So I was a little shocked. So I was on edge throughout the episode.
I did not like that monkey.
No.
We don't call him a monkey. That's probably why I got mad in the first place.
Those silence,
He's an ape, not a monkey.
Like, when the girl was being led away from the orangutan, like, by those two birdie sailors, I would have been like, yes, I would also go with the creepy-looking birdie sailors rather than hang out here with this ape reading his pornography.
The it most looks... perverted ape.
Yeah, but those sailors look really creepy. And sunken eyes constantly staring. These men I've seen.
They were Captain Tennille's sailors.
They were good guys.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. They
actually survived. As soon as I saw the other boat full of sailors, I was like, oh, they survived. And I was like, oh, wait, they just survived to die, didn't they?
Yeah. I agree that they were kind of pushing the horror movie type atmosphere. Cause they get onto the ship and they're there, like, there's a scene there at sunset, so they were there for, like, let's say, like, overnight, and it was all the next day, and they're trying to radio, and it's dead, and they're very uneasy, like, there's something really weird going on in the ship, and I don't know what it is.
I think it's the music. I think you've got to give credit to the use of the music all the time. It times it nicely, as we've learned, you know, from the past two seasons, but,
I'm trying to find out when the original comic Stardust Crusaders came out, because have any of you seen a film called Link? It's about a horrible orangutan.
I've not, but if he's anything like this one, I don't want to know.
Yeah, he's there's a scene in it where he's watching a girl take a bath. It's not good.
Well, yeah, Murders of the Rue Morgue is the original murderous orangutan.
Okay.
So it's a common thing. This murder. Why an orangutan?
Because orangutan can tear your arms off.
It's so could Mighty Joe Young.
Well, he could just squash you. He's huge.
Could, yeah, he could.
It's the fact that it's smaller than you, but it's like a chimpanzee or an orangutan, and it's far stronger than you.
Yeah.
And also keeps reading pornography and smoking.
If I was to pick a scary kind of monkey and an animal like that, it would be a baboon, I think, more than an orangutan.
mandrills, whereas that man, they're ferocious.
Which ones are those? Is they the ones with like a mustache?
They're the ones with like the colourful faces, the red and blue and white faces. They're ferocious.
And see, it's a very obvious one though, because that dude will come at you and like flash his teeth and attack you and stuff, but these guys will just look at you. And
groan and moan.
Sizing you up in the next meal. I'm seeing your Star Crusaders come out in 89 and this film Link came out in 86.
And the cover is an orangutan with a lit match.
This is
for Link?
I think he smoked cigarettes, or maybe he smoked a pipe.
Yeah, a pipe. I was looking at that orangutan, I'm thinking, Mr. Araki, have you ever even seen an orangutan?
Orangutan, they're the one with the beautiful eyelashes, aren't they?
Yes. I was just looking at some orangutans. I think this guy's I just kind of linked you to there. It looks pretty close to this guy, whose name is Forever, which is apparently a Wu-Tang Clan reference.
If it is, then they must have given him the name way after this comic came out, because the Wu-Tang Clan were not around when this comic came out.
Yeah,
I'm guessing it was added in afterwards. I guess maybe for the TV series or for...
For some art book or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I know
yeah.
he's done that before. He names things like that he forgot to name later on.
Oh, it's like your man Toriyama renaming the guys in Dragon Ball and stuff recently. Jesus Christ, that is a terrifying. Oh, why did I look right at it?
Now put him in like a captain's uniform and a hat and give him a pipe and a Rubik's Cube and bam, we've cast a live-action movie right here.
Well, like, this guy's smiling at a kid, so technically it shouldn't be creepy, but it kind of is.
I think my favourite line in the film... In the film? What am I talking about? In this episode is where Jotaro kind of, you know, what's the word I'm looking for, confronts the ape, and he just shouts, "He is your lock," and throws the lock as hard as he possibly can at this poor, defenseless monkey.
I would have felt bad for the monkey if it wasn't so creepy, yeah.
Yeah, he does not care about really tormenting this animal.
He's beating him with a padlock, and it's pretty cool.
He punched him with it, and using
it. Yeah, he hit him in the back of the head with it.
Like a knuckle duster, just bam.
Good grief.
Oh, did you notice Ponarif started saying that as well? It's like, oh, I'm going to be cool like Jojo.
Well, no, he said it in during the battle when he was fighting Muhammad back in his episode. In fact,
the phrase.
He went even further. No, they'd already said it beforehand, but he put some more yarrays in, so it had to be translated as good, good grief.
That orangutan, man, is just... What a ridiculous... Just the way he shows up, like, he has the guys right where he wants him, and he... just. Like more of a sort of the wall to gloat at them. He just has the ship captain's uniform on, the pike, he's got the Rubik's Cube.
How did he acquire the power? It's not implied he was human before anything.
Well, so he's just an orangutan.
Yeah, there are animal stand users. They're just born with the ability.
I guess you don't really have a choice, because I mean, like, that guy was kind of lucky in that he was the previous guy. He was a sailor who got like a water based stand. This was an orangutan who got a ship-based stand, which is like, I guess, look at the draw, really.
But then again, I guess you could create any form of...
Yeah, because he was creating other stuff on the ship. It wasn't just...
I would think the biggest zoo, if I was a monkey, and live in the best playpen, or best ape pen possible. And that was it. That's all I would do.
That's because you got no ambition, unlike this monkey.
Or it is. He sailed across the ocean to find Jotaro.
We should point out that you are allowed to show orangutan smoking. They don't have to be tested.
I'm thinking that.
So that does definitely suggest that he's got. It's because he's 17. Must be the reason why they're ready.
Oh, he's old enough. That's for sure.
Yeah,
he's old enough to look a Playboy.
Yeah.
If there is a age limit, maybe not to look at it, but certainly to purchase it.
The censoring of the cigarette smoking in this, it's like, he's clearly lighting up a cigarette, and then he talks about, damn, my cigarettes are too damn to light up. And it's like, why are you even censoring this?
Yeah. Well, I suppose how many teenage orangutans, I mean, we're watching this at home and getting a bad example of forever here, you know? Like, unless they're just broadcasting this like live into the forest of Borneo, then I'm thinking it's probably people, kids aren't going to think, oh, I want to be that orangutan. But he did show up in that red costume, so maybe.
Right, question. How would this guy work in the fighting game if he picks forever?
He's not in it, I don't think.
That's a damn shame. I don't think he is.
He'd attack people with, you'd obviously the stage, you'd only be able to fight him on the stage of the ship.
Yeah.
And then all his moves would involve the stage actually attacking you.
No, that would work. I think if he was in it, he may well be. I don't think he is, but if he was, that would certainly be the mechanic behind
it. It'd be a boss fight, yeah.
Yeah, it couldn't be like a playable character. It's one of the most kind of gimmick characters you fight, probably like midway through. Hmm. Oh. Pretty vicious stuff going on there, like the guy getting like a hook right through his face.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Pretty vicious, and then Jotaro gets like a ceiling fan, like, you know, embedded in his shoulder, but he just
slaps him.
Yeah,
he reacts really like, "Hey, what happened there?" It's like sort of like, "Ow, there's a ceiling fan in my shoulder."
That's unusual. That shouldn't be there.
Someone should probably tag JoJo's Bizarre Adventure with the orangutan tag in IMDb so he can get into the top, the list of top most popular orangutan titles. Currently at top is Life of Pi, then Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Planet of the Apes, Planet of the Apes again, the first one. Then Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, Dr. Doolittle, The Animal, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, and then Beneath the Planet of the Apes.
So where the hell is that one with Clint Eastwood?
Never Which Way, Every Which Way But Loose. How did that
That's 15. Yeah. That's at 15.
Didn't even make the top 10.
That's top ridiculous. 3. Come on. Top 3.
He gets drunk with a monkey. What's not to like?
Dunstan checks in at 21, sorry.
Fuck Dunstan.
I quite like Dunstan check. He was on one time and I was like, oh, this is much better than I was expecting it to be. I wasn't. And your favourite Link is at number 29.
It's not my favourite. I watched it once and I never want to watch it again.
Sure. That's what they all say.
You're never going to set foot in a zoo in your lifetime.
You're addicted just like the apes to cigarettes. One more draw, he says. This is going to be the end for the crew. When the ship starts just crushing them and swallowing them, that should have... Well, it shouldn't have been it, because that would have been a terrible ending. But it was, you know, they should have kept this guy near the end, I think.
Or how about they send him there with the fish gun?
How about they send all seven of the stand users together rather than one at a time?
Dio included.
Even enough for the team, like, just four guys even. That would have made more sense to me. Maybe Dio knew he'd subdue the other guys and then he'd have to fight JoJo. Yeah.
You could have said four, because Pommel the ref would wait his turn due to chivalry.
they must have sent all those guys on separate flights rather than and one thing.
Like they've got a deal on like an airline flight, is it?
Yeah, something like that. did you get like two of them at once when they get to Calcutta, right? And was like, I think you could get like a couple because they arrive in Singapore. That's their like next stop off. That's where we're going to get hit next. I think like two or three guys hit them while they're there.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, but they come like one after the other. Not all at once.
I just like the way this episode ended on. It's like, and there's going to be a creepy puppet in the next episode.
Yeah, apparently we're 18 chapters in.
Really?
That's not bad.
It's a bit slower than Phantom
and, drastically slower.
And Battle.
I remember reading that just prior to watching it. It was like, I've just spent 4 hours getting to this, and it just did it in 20 minutes. Yeah. Maybe not that extreme, but certainly close to.
Like, well, Phantom Blood, we'd be near the end by this stage.
I couldn't find out who was voicing Forever.
Yeah.
It was just a narrator. Well, you mean like who was doing the grunting?
Yes. Mm. Who was doing the animal noises?
Oh, so you think it was someone?
Yeah, probably. It's same way as somebody who does Pikachu or
It's the voice of Johnny Depp in Japanese movie.
So maybe the Japanese Frank Welker shows up.
Japanese Andy Serkis.
Real Andy Serkis.
They're more captain for that episode.
Yeah, cracking it. And you even got to see. In fact, I'm not even going to finish that sentence. Because it sounded too enthusiastic and too.
Yeah. See, that scene, I was like, oh no, I don't like this. It was making me more and more uncomfortable, much like any scene with the orangutan in it.
They could have showed millions of sailors getting brutally disfigured and limbs removed, and then they could have showed him that.
See, initially I thought it was like, you know, the thing through the curtain, and I was like, oh, they're not going to go further than this. Oh, no, we're in the shower now.
Mm-hmm. There. I was soaking wet from the shower. Taking a big...
And I was wrong. I was wrong from last week. He used Starfinger again.
He did, and it was pretty badass. Again.
Before he tried the less effective thing of flicking a button at him. Which is pretty badass. But it's like, dude, really? You flicked your button at
him? Ruined his jacket. I want those Converse. They have not left my screen on the monitor.
Yes. So anything else you want to say? We've carefully avoided talking about nude 12-year-olds.
Whoa!
Until then.
That's about the only down part of the episode, but at least it kind of comes across as this is intended to be creepy. At least I hope that is. It's probably not entirely that, but...
Well, you might have been talking about the shower scene. I was talking about Jean-Pierre Polnareff offering everyone some gum.
Okay.
Everyone's like, shit, everything's really get fucked up, isn't it? And he's like, hey, is anyone wants chewing gum?
Joseph ruminating, like, oh, we're going to be facing, like, one stronger and stronger guy. We don't know what's going to come out next.
You don't give a fuck.
Like, all of them don't care. Like, Joe Taro's, like, lighting up. Kakio's is fixing his hair. Wow, that's a pretty like a weird experience you had there, but yeah, no big deal. We're all alive. Too bad about the sailors who all got brutally slaughtered by an orangutan, though.
I can't help but feel sorry for Avdol as well. They mentioned, oh, I can't see the stand. No, me neither. I'm sorry, sir, but I can't make out the stand either. He really takes it harsh.
I failed you.
Yeah, he was the one
who started right next to the sailor who got a crane hook straight through his head. So.
That's true. Maybe he felt he could have prevented the sailor's death.
Predict that, you fortune teller.
I think Avdol might think he's the leader of the group.
He's not, is he?
I think he does, because didn't he train Grandpa Jojo? And then Grandpa Jojo picked up his nephew, and then they picked up another guy. So he must think he's the leader.
He is my leader, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
He is Polnareff the boss. And as you can look forward to next week's episode, Anthony, you get Polnareff getting to show off his moves on the good guy side.
Good. I love that guy. I love them all. I that intro, which I've mentioned before, gets me so hyped. I just want to see them all fighting at the same time, which I hope, as you've mentioned, if multiple stand users fight, hopefully we'll get to see a whole gang fighting at the same time.
That's me, though. Yeah, you get, like, in Calcutta, you get, like, one and two at once, and then, I attack two of the guys at once, and you get, like, you know, kind of a tag team match going on there. Yeah. And I kind of want to see more of the guys get their action, because it's, for the last couple, it's been, one guy takes on the stand user, the rest of them just stand by helplessly.
I think that might be like an introduction thing to get to know each of the characters' sets and how they fight and stuff. I'm guessing that's the reason for it. Like, basically introduction them in terms of their fighting prowess.
Right, yeah, we'll see you next week for more Let's Go JoJo. If I spoke slang to orangutan, oh, the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Disgusting Eastern art and dramas with intellectual llamas. That's a big step forward to...